Another police officer has been shot and killed in St. Petersburg. In a news conference this afternoon, Police Chief Chuck Harmon said the manhunt continues for the suspect who killed Officer David Crawford late last night.
We're currently looking for what is described as a black male, late teens to early 20s. He's supposed to stand about 5'9", a very slender build. And last night when he was wearing clothes, he was wearing dark shorts that extended below the knee, white socks, and some Nike flip-flops. We hope to have some pictures of the flip-flops that we've recovered so that we may show you those today.
Harmon said Crawford was issued a bulletproof vest but wasn't wearing it when he was shot.
There was an exchange of gunfire between Officer Crawford and the suspect last night. We have no certain forensic evidence that the suspect was injured, but it's certainly a possibility. And if he is seeking aid in our community somewhere, I just want to throw a word of caution, whether he's injured or not, that those that are harboring him or would continue to harbor him at this particular point may well face charges themselves. We're going to use every resource at our disposal in a relentless effort to bring the suspect to justice.
St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster says there's one question he keeps hearing over and over.
When you look at the totality of the circumstances over the past 30 days, how does the city get through this? And there's no simple answer. You do it with training. You do it leaning on each other. You do it relying upon a very great community and great leadership out there. And you do it with faith. You know, I would like nothing more than to put law enforcement out of business. And yet we know that at every corner evil lurks, and we know that with this evil we need peacemakers, and we rely upon our peacemakers to enforce the laws to keep us safe. Officer Crawford was just that peacemaker.
Last month, two St. Petersburg police officers were killed by a fugitive hidden in the attic of a home.